First off, though, is our AARP General Election Gubernatorial Voter Guide. You're going to hear from the major party candidates vying for the office of governor. That is Republican Greg Gianforte and Democrat Mike Cooney. Today, we'll talk about fraud. And if you look at fraud, you might be just dang surprised to find out how much it costs the world economy. It's in the trillions. $5.127 trillion fighting fraud for businesses and individuals and the effects of fraud. Tom Schultz alongside our AARP General Election Gubernatorial Voter Guide is a series that is going to have five questions, one question a day throughout this week of the two major party candidates for governor, leading into this, obviously, this general election November 3rd. As I mentioned, because of the pandemic, those ballots are already in your mailbox, if not in your mailbox, 47 of Montana's 56 counties have opted to conduct all mail-in ballot elections this year. The ballot's sent out. You'll be a registered voter. They're sent to registered voters, and you'll be a registered voter if you voted in the last presidential general election. If you are unsure or if you have moved, you'll want to contact the clerk and recorder's office, or I think it's even easier just to visit the Secretary of State's site, Montana's Secretary of State site at SOSMT.gov, and look for the My Voter page and see if you are registered. Please take part in our representative republic. I would say it's a civic duty. Okay, today's question will go to, in regard fighting fraud, it'll go to first, the selection was just drawn at random. The first question for Democratic nominee for Governor Mike Cooney, current Lieutenant Governor, has served three terms as Montana's Secretary of State before term limits, 1989 through 2001, and he is former Montana State Senate President who grew up in Butte, Montana, and worked at the family business, the Cooney Food Brokerage Firm. Lieutenant Governor Mike Cooney, consumers lose billions of dollars each year to online, financial, and other types of fraud, and other adults are often the targets, older adults, I should say. What will you do to address fraud, ensure that Montanans are protected against fraud and deceptive or unfair business practices, and provide opportunities to redress victims?
Well, we have to do everything we can to protect Montanans, especially senior Montanans, from fraud and scams. You know, as governor, I will be an advocate working with the legislature to address any issues to make sure appropriate protections are in place to protect seniors. I'll make sure that all agencies under my authority are properly funded and staffed to be mindful and use best practices to protect seniors and get information out to address any issues that arise. I'll also work very closely with the Attorney General to ensure the Department of Justice and the Office of Consumer Protection have the necessary resources to assist Montanans who are at risk of being targeted or have been a victim of fraud or deceptive business practices. I've fought for Montana seniors my entire career, and I'll continue to do that as governor.
That's the Democratic nominee for governor, Mike Cooney. The Republican nominee for governor is Greg Gianforte, Montana's current U.S. representative and a successful businessman and entrepreneur from Bozeman. He launched and ran five successful companies before his election to Congress. Greg and his wife, Susan, founded Right Now Technologies in their Montana home over 20 years ago. He and Susan, married over 30 years, raised their four children here in Bozeman. So Representative Gianforte, the question is, consumers lose billions of dollars each year to online, financial, and other types of fraud, and older adults are often the targets. What will you do as governor to address fraud, ensure that Montanans are protected against fraud and deceptive or unfair business practices, and provide opportunities for redress to victims?
Con artists are constantly scheming to take the hard-earned money you've worked a lifetime to save. Even during this crisis, they'll do everything they can to steal your money and your identity. In the last 4 years, cases of fraud have gone up more than 25% here in Montana. Unfortunately, scammers target seniors the most. There's two ways we can combat fraud. First, we can prevent fraud through education. As your congressman, I've held workshops to help folks identify potential scams and fight fraud. I've also sent seniors mailings designed to help them combat common scams. As your governor, I'll continue working to ensure seniors have the resources they need to protect themselves. Second, we need to crack down on these criminals. In Congress, I led a successful effort to increase penalties for illegal robocalls. I'll make sure we aggressively pursue and prosecute the perpetrators of fraud. Scam artists need to know they're not welcome in Montana.
That's Republican nominee for governor, Greg Gianforte, will have questions tomorrow regarding aging. And this is an interesting tidbit here that by the year 2040, there'll be more people age 60 and over than there will be children. And that would be for the first time in history. So aging is a concern, and we'll continue with that tomorrow on the Gubernatorial Voter Guide, sponsored in part by AARP. Once again, check with SOSMT.gov to see if you are registered to vote. If you are not registered, you still have time to do it online or by mail up until the 26th, I believe. And if you're registered before the 26th, they will send the ballot in the mail. Outside of that, you can register up to the day of the election, So on even November 3rd, but you'll have to do it in person outside of October 26th, and then you'll have to vote in person. That means either dropping off your ballot at the local clerk and recorder's office or a drop box so it can be counted on election day in less than just a little over 3 weeks away. And I was listening to somebody talk about it'll all be over. No, it might all just be beginning one way or another. We'll have coverage here too, continuing on Voices of Montana.